Welcome to Lynagid Online, and hello, my name is Gary Stevens. Today's subject we're dealing with is a new subject. It's called The God Kind of Faith, and this is part one of a four-part series. The topics we're dealing with today within part one are God speaks creation into existence by faith, and topic number two, Jesus uses his faith in his ministry. When a person is born again, that is, their spirit man is recreated in the likeness of God, God imparts or puts into that spirit through the Holy Spirit his faith, the God kind of faith. The God kind of faith is a faith to believe for the supernatural promises of God. The faith we have before we're born again can't believe for those supernatural promises. In other words, the faith we have as a person, as a human being on the earth before we're born again, does not really believe in faith that promises will come to pass. The faith that a person has before they're born again is a faith that's based on wishing and hoping. The faith of a born-again believer is a supernatural faith that can believe the promises of God and believe that they will come to pass when they act upon the Word of God and confess the Word of God. Let us now go to topic one. God speaks creation into existence by faith. In the very beginning, when God created the heavens and the earth in Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 3, we see where God had an inner image on the inside of him. To get that inner image of a universe and creation out of him, he spoke it out in word form, but faith was used to make it come to pass. The Holy Spirit was waiting for those words to come, and as the words came out, the Holy Spirit created through those words, by faith, created the heavens and the creation. Let us now go to Genesis chapter 1, verses 1 to 3. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was without form and void or empty, and darkness was on the face of the deep. And the Spirit of God was hovering over the face of the waters. In verse 3, then God said, light be, and there was light. I want you to see something here. In verse 3, between verse 1 and verse 3, God had an inner image on the inside of himself of a universe. But to get that image on the outside, he had to speak it out in word form. The Bible actually tells us faith is the substance of those things hoped for. So as God spoke out those words, the Holy Spirit was waiting for those words to create what he said. But faith was used in the process to give that inner image substance to become a reality. That's why it's so important for a believer to grow in faith, to understand faith, and to operate in faith. Let me say something here that's very important too. All the promises of God are received by faith, a supernatural faith, the God kind of faith that God puts into us in the very beginning. But this faith he puts into us in the very beginning is in seed form. That is, it's very small and it must grow. It grows as we use it, as we activate it, as we speak it and believe it out of our heart and act upon it, it grows. But as I've said, all the promises of God in the Bible are received by faith, the God kind of faith. Let us now go to Hebrews chapter 11, verses 1 to 3. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence or the confidence of things not seen. For by it the elders obtained a good testimony. Verse 3. By faith we understand that the worlds were framed by the word of God, so that things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. We see firstly in the scripture, verse 1, now faith is the substance of things hoped for. What is the hope? The hope we're talking about are the promises of God. The hope of the gospel is actually the word of God or the promises of God. Now faith is the substance of the promises of God, the confidence or evidence of things not seen. For it by the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God. What's interesting here is to see that the word of God frames up, or the promises of God frame up the thing that you want or the hope that you want to come to pass. By faith we understand the worlds were framed by the word of God. Whatever we want in our lives, if it's a promise of God, we have to frame up that hope with the word of God. If, for example, you may have a sickness, you've been to the doctor and the doctor tells you you've got a problem with your sickness, you can go to the Word of God and you have a hope in there called, by His stripes I am healed. Therefore, you take the Word of God, you frame up your hope and then you start to put substance into it through faith. The Bible also tells us that mankind is created in the image of God. We go to Genesis chapter 1, verses 26, and we read, "Then God said, 'Let us make man in our own image, according to our likeness. Let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and everything that's creeping on the earth.' So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. And he blessed them." What I want you to see here is God created mankind in, it says, our image. That is the image of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. When the Bible says that man has been created in the image of God, we're not talking about the flesh, the body. We're talking about the spirit. God operates with words and faith. And that system has been put into every born-again believer or mankind today. As we believe the word of God in our heart or our spirit, man, and we confess it out our mouth, that gives the Holy Spirit the ability to work with that and make it come to pass. So when God says we're created in his image, he's talking about, spiritually speaking, he's talking about the fact to operate by faith and by words. Let us now go to the second topic, and that topic is Jesus uses his faith in his ministry. Throughout the whole ministry of Jesus, you will see he used his faith and he used words. He operated in faith throughout his ministry, and the word says that he pleased the Father. You can find this in Matthew chapter 3, verse 17, Mark chapter 1, verse 11, and Luke chapter 3, verse 22. The Bible also tells us without faith, it's impossible to please God. Why? Because the promises of God are received through faith and through the word of God. If we don't use our faith, we can't please the Father, and the Father can't please us, because it's through faith and grace that we receive the promises back into our lives. When Jesus was doing ministry on the earth, he was God, yes, but he outpoured his godliness, left that in heaven, and he came to earth as a man, and he operated as a prophet using the word of God by faith. Jesus was our example. He showed us what to do when we operate in faith by the word of God as he did. Let us now go to Philippians chapter 2, verses 7 to 8. It reads, "But Jesus himself made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even death on the cross." If you want to see the will of God the Father, look at the ministry of Jesus. When you have seen Jesus, you have seen the Father. You will find this in John chapter 14, verses 8 to 10, John chapter 6, verse 38, and John chapter 8, verse 28. John 8, verse 28 says, "I do nothing of myself, of my own accord, of my own authority, but I say exactly what my Father has taught me." This is Jesus speaking. Basically, he's saying, I don't do anything of my own will. I do the will of the Father. I do what he says to do, and I say what he says. John chapter 14, verse 12. "Truly, truly, I say unto you, he that believes on me, the works that I do, he shall also do, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to the Father." What is important here to see is that Jesus only did the will of the Father. He walked by faith, he spoke the word of God, and as he did that, the Holy Spirit honored that, God the Father honored that, and made it come into reality. Mankind has been made in the same image of God, spiritually speaking, and God wants man, the believer, the born-again believer, to operate by faith, taking the word of God, the promises of God, framing it the word of God, and believing it and making it come to pass through the Holy Spirit. Thank you for being with me today. I hope you've enjoyed this part one of the four-part series. This is a very important subject for every believer, not just ministers of the gospel or the fivefold ministry people. It's for the believer. We grow into spiritual maturity as we use our faith. The Bible actually says, "The just shall live by faith." Or another translation is, "The just shall have their lives sustained by faith." In other words, the just are the people who are born again. It's important that the born-again believer walk by faith, live by faith, to receive all the promises of God into their lives. Thank you for being with me today, and God bless.